This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many lawmakers expressing concern about reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer.
It is therefore very, very troubling when you have information that indicates that there are payments being made to specifically target U.S. personnel.
Hoyer commenting after being briefed about it at the White House. He disputed President Trump's claims that the reports of the bounties are a hoax. Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98. He passed away last night at his Beverly Hills home. His son Rob Reiner, acting in various TV series and becoming a director himself. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up a challenge to President Trump's border wall plans. The case dealing with environmental requirements waived by the Department of Homeland Security to speed up construction. Environmental groups argued that that was outside the agency's authority, but a previous ruling had gone against them. Well, it's now going to stay in place. The advertising boycott against Facebook has now got about 250 companies on board, including Ford, Pepsi, Adidas, and Denny's. The latest arrivals to the list joining the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They're all promising not to spend money on Facebook ads in July. This after civil rights groups have been accusing the social media giant of doing very little to stop hate speech and misinformation. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Despite concerns about that state's recent surge in coronavirus cases, Governor Mike DeWine is now allowing nursing homes to welcome visitors again. The governor announcing yesterday outdoor visiting can begin on July 20th with precautions so as to protect residents and staffers.
Once the nursing home has been cleared, once the testing has been taken place, then that nursing home can, in fact, start opening up for visitation, again, subject to the basic standards that we outline.
Pilots are now testing Boeing 737 MAX jets again for FAA certification. As test pilots test the aircraft in Seattle, it's a big moment for Boeing since the 737 MAX has been grounded for more than a year after two deadly crashes overseas. If all goes well, Boeing could have those planes back in commercial service by late this fall. And Shaquille O'Neal is introducing the Shaq-a-roni pizza in partnership with Papa John's, hoping to raise money for several charities. A dollar from each sale of the Shaq-a-Roni Extra Large Pizza through August 23rd will be donated to the Papa John's Foundation for Building Community. The funds will be used towards COVID-19 relief to fight racial injustice, donated to the Boys and Girls Club of America and the United Negro College Fund. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're going to talk about family issues. Yes, family issues, and you know, I know. You probably think, why isn't my family perfect? I mean, I see all these families on television, and they all seem, you know, to have it together, you know, on certain shows, particularly. Most shows, we're just, you know, we're human, and they represent certain levels of dysfunction. But I think we all have to agree that there is no such thing as a perfect family. All right? So we're going to lift that burden off your shoulders if you've been dragging that around with you. And the reason that this is so personal, because I've been thinking about it. I've been frustrated, frankly, you know, with my family and thinking, gosh, you know, how did I fail my kids? Could I have been a better dad than that? And recently, and I want to bring her on here right now, Dr. Magdalena Battles. We're going to be talking about her new book, Six Hidden Behaviors to Destroy Families, Strategies for Healthier and More Loving Relationships. Dr. Battles, I will tell you here recently, my wife's been going through a category of photographs over the years. And it is, I got to tell you, it's been very helpful for me because I see the pictures of the kids and the family over, you know, several decades. And I go, whoa, you know, they really did have a pretty good childhood. And they were, there's some happy photos there. It wasn't like they were all looking miserable. But what is it about us that we remember things differently? I tell you, I'm really grateful for those photos. It really lift a burden off of my back.
Yes. Oh, yes. You know, there is no such thing as a perfect family. Mm. Every family has problems. But what happens is families that don't know how to work through their problems end up being very dysfunctional, and estrangements happen. Mm. The key to having good family relationships is being able to recognize these hidden behaviors and these patterns of behavior that exist in the family so that you can solve the problems in the right way. And the right way is, you know, meaning research-based and also scripture-based, you know, the way God wants us to have loving and healthy family relationships.
I have a golfer friend of mine who often says, when we leave a putt short, that you didn't want it bad enough. And this has become a mantra, and I see it extending in every issues throughout our life, particularly with families. And going back to what you were saying earlier, you know, what is the goal here? If the goal is to have a healthy family, and that's what we keep in front of us, then we will make choices And we will support that issue for the sake of having a healthy family, as opposed to, you know, the very vernacular concept or traditional concept these days is, you know, everybody's family is dysfunctional. I mean, I just want to, you know, I want to scream if I hear dysfunctional families one more time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I was trying to say, look at, why can't we just say, look, from now on, we're just going to talk in terms of healthy families. And it's not so much to be, hey, let's be Pollyannish about it. Let's just say that, what we've been embracing previously, whether it's in TV shows and our own culture and that sort of thing, and talking about the dysfunction of family, understanding, yes, not all families are perfect, but that shouldn't stop us from wanting to have, you know, a better family relationship, should it?
You're right, right, exactly. We can have healthy relationships, and it doesn't matter what kind of problems you have. You can work through them, and that's the key, is that you make a commitment to say, it doesn't matter what problems we have in our family or what we've had in the past, we can work through it because we're committed to making our family work. And I think that a lot of people, you talk about TV shows, social media can be an even bigger culprit, where people look at the, you know, the social media feed and they see all these so-called perfect families, and what they don't realize is that everybody's putting up their positive stuff. They're not putting up their negative stuff. They're putting up the highlight reel, you know,
exactly.
It's the highlights of their life. And so, of course, they're going to be positive. So we have to recognize that we're not seeing everybody else's dirty laundry, and everybody has it. Mm-hmm. But the key is, how are we working through it? How are we doing what we can do? What is the role that we are playing in making our family work and be healthy? And so that is the true key, is that commitment. It's sort of like a commitment to marriage, commitment to extended family, that you're going to work on your relationship.
Exactly. You got to want it. And, you know, in so much of your book, I believe, even though we're talking about families, and we can talk about the macro family, I see it applying, you know, to what we're dealing with culturally today, is that, you know, this conflict that is happening right now. And, you know, we're hearing people wanting to blow up things and, you know, burn it down and all this stuff. But we're not hearing the other side saying, you know what, just like you just said, we're going to work through this, okay?
Right.
And we're going to get through, you know, decades of misunderstandings, and we're going to, you know, sit here and work through this, and we're going to listen to one another. You know, can I hear, do you respect me enough? Do you trust me enough that you'll share your heart with me? Can I hear your heart?
Exactly. And that's what a lot of families are missing, is the heart-to-heart conversations. And that's what needs to happen. And it needs to come from a point of view. If you've had issues with your family and you want to work through it, you go to them and say, I'm coming to you because I love you and I want a relationship with you. I'm not interested in pointing fingers or attacking. I just want to work through it and help me understand your perspective and what went wrong, so that I can understand where you're coming from, so we can have some healing going forward.
And therein, I believe, is the big divide, right? You know, I appreciate the prayer of St. Francis, and it stopped me in one particular line that keeps coming back over and over, Dr. Battles, to me, and that is, help me to understand more than to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
And that really haunts me, because I have to stop and think, okay, am I pushing my agenda? Is my agenda more important than their agenda? You know, and what happens when that goes, at least my experience, is that empathy is lost. And when empathy is lost, the connectivity to be able, that bridge in order for us to, you know, come together on, is blown up. Does that make sense?
You're absolutely right. And that's human nature. We all put ourselves first. But if we want to have healthy relationships, whether it's marriage, friendship, extended family, we need to be able to have empathy and put ourselves in the other person's shoes and truly love them for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times we do get stuck in our own, you know, way of doing things, in our own belief systems, and we become so ingrained in our own perspective that we disclude exclude the perspective of others. And it's important for us to, you know, be empathetic, put ourselves in the other person's shoes, to, you know, love them where they're at. It doesn't mean we have to agree with everything, but we can love them where they're at.
How surprised were you when you originally, I mean, this concept of the book, I mean, what came first was an article. And then that led to the concept of the book. How surprised were you that the article had gained so much traction? What did that tell you?
Yeah, it actually kind of shocked me. Most of the when I wrote the article, a lot of it came out of my own, I guess, sort of personal experience and frustration that I had had over the years.
Right.
And I had, you know, worked as a counselor, a life coach, also led Bible studies, and I found that a lot of people have these same patterns of behavior happening in their families, and it was exactly what I was experiencing. So when I wrote the article, I thought, oh, you know, maybe I can help some other people and they can relate to it, but it blew up. I mean, yeah. A lot of people, I mean, millions related to this.
Well, here it is, and we're going to go deeper into six hidden behaviors on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, Fresh and Independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And as we said earlier, what started out as an article had gone viral and has now become a book, Six Hidden Behaviors That Destroy Family Strategies for Healthier and More Loving Relationships. That's what we all want, right? Well, Dr. Magdalena Battles, it's all her fault. She's the one that did this, so she got this rolling. And she's a writer, conference speaker, whose specialties include parenting, child development, family relationships, domestic violence, as well as sexual assault. So, six hidden behaviors that destroy families. Let's talk about the first one. What's the big one?
The first one is the failure to forgive and apologize. Mm-hmm. And you know, when people don't apologize, it's hard to forgive.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, those circumstances happen. And we need to be able to forgive in our hearts, whether there's an apology or not, so that we can continue having relationships with our families. A lot of times we hold these, you know, burdens of bitterness and anger and things that have, you know, what they've wronged, how they've wronged us in the past. A lot of times we don't even know that we've done it to somebody else in the family.
Exactly.
And they're harboring these feelings against us. So those are things that we need to work through, and we need to be willing to apologize and have a willingness to forgive as well.
You know, my mother used to say, forgive fast and often. And I thought that was wisdom. And there's something about it, because, you know, living life without an apology or forgiveness, man, you just end up picking up anchors. I mean, you're like dragging, like my one friend would say, you know, a four-bedroom house under 40 foot of water going through life.
Yes. It's true. It is true. It's very hard, but it is something you can forgive without an apology, because you make it a commitment to have a family relationship and move forward and have a healing in your heart. And a lot of times it takes somebody, you know, it takes the ability for you to put yourself in their shoes and say, okay, I can understand maybe what happened and why it happened, and I have some culpability in the situation as well. But, yeah, the best thing for family relationships is to have that forgiveness and also have the apology. So we have to look at ourselves and the role that we play, too.
Yeah, you know, in your book, because, as you say, this is shared on personal experiences, and I can relate so much to what you've gone through here, and I have found and learned the hard way, when it comes to forgiveness, The faster, you know, going back to my mother's admonition about forgiving often and quick is so appropriate, because I find that when I drag it out, because I can be stubborn, oh my goodness. I mean, next thing you know, it's not just about the one issue. All of a sudden there's multiple issues. It like snowballs, doesn't it?
It does, and it becomes like a festering wound.
Yeah.
And then we feed it. You know, we're it's like creating a bigger infection, because our anger and our bitterness and our rage just keep feeding that that hurt. And
right.
So, yeah, forgiveness is better done quickly and swiftly. And your mom is so right, because if we make it a habit, it becomes an easier habit to do as well. You know, children telling them to apologize, they hem and they haw and they throw fit just because you're telling them to apologize to their sibling. Well, you start making it a habit and it becomes easier for them to apologize, you know, down the road.
And the opposite is true. And that is, unforgiveness becomes a habit. And then you're like you're like an operating system in a computer that relates to unforgiveness. So you just draw more unforgiveness and more frustration. But that's not good. That's a bad thing. Yeah. Let's talk about
it. It's actually detrimental to your own health too. Research shows that it harms you more than it harms the other person for you to have that lack of forgiveness.
Yeah.
So it's in your best interest to forgive.
Yeah, that's like they say, it's like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die, right? It's so goofy.
Exactly.
We're such interesting humanoids, aren't we? What about criticism?
Okay, so criticism is something that we often do in a family, and it comes too freely and too openly because we're comfortable with one another, and we think, oh, well, I just want to help my family member become better, so I will freely give my criticism to them. Well, it hurts the relationship, and nobody wants to be around somebody who makes you feel bad all the time. So we end up avoiding family members, and estrangements can actually occur because people get tired of the criticism. They get tired of feeling bad around the person who's making them, you know, feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to work on criticizing only when it's absolutely necessary and doing it in a constructive way that is helpful to the other person. And then on the flip side, we need to learn to handle criticism better. You know, look at it as, are they saying this because they're trying to be mean, or is it a family member saying it out of love and concern and them actually trying to help me? So it means that our perspective needs to have some change as well.
Exactly. It's what's in your heart. I mean, if you're coming to the person with constructive, quote unquote, constructive criticism as opposed to destructive criticism, you know, that's the difference, you know. And and as you say, you know, you don't want to be around those kind of people very long.
Right. Exactly. And that happens too often in families.
Right. What about gossip?
It's so destructive to relationships. And it happens in families, you know, they get on the phone and say, well, did you hear what happened to Sally? And, oh, no, did you hear what happened to Joe? And you know, all these messages get spread back and forth. And true or not, if they're harmful to the other person and their reputation, it's wrong. And it can seriously hurt our family relationships. And people feel like they're getting stabbed in the back by their own family members when gossip happens. So it's something we need to, you know, make ourselves more aware of and then shut it down. And if somebody's trying to communicate to us in the family, we need to say, hey, I don't want to talk about that. You know, I prefer not to talk about, you know, people in the family. I just go to them directly rather than talk about them behind their back, you know. Just
exactly.
Relationship positive.
Well, it says something about your own character if you are a gossiper, right?
It does, and it's so something we easily fall into. I mean, we can be the greatest Christian in the world, and we are all still vulnerable to the sin of gossip.
Yes.
So it's something we have to have a heart check and make sure we're not doing it, you know, and trying to avoid it as much as we can.
Well, we're talking about her new book, Six Hidden Behaviors That Destroy Families. And, of course, there's so much depth to this, really, and then there's so much that you relate to it that you'll need to get your hands on her book. We've touched on a failure to forgive or apologize, criticism, gossip, and now, of course, deception, huh?
Yeah, deception and lies. And often deception and lies are born out of somebody in the family trying to cover up their own sin. And like criticism, it snowballs, you know, it just gets worse. And like any of these behaviors, they can snowball and get worse and worse and worse, usually trying to cover up a sin. You know, if somebody has that sort of sin going on in the family, it's something, you know, they need to have their own heart check and look at coming clean, making things right with their family.
Exactly.
So that they can have good relationships moving forward. You know, it's sad when somebody dies or passes away and they've kept secrets for many, many years, and then it comes out, and it destroys, you know, their character and the legacy they leave behind.
And the relationships, because at the very foundation of it is trust. You bankrupt trust, and then what do you have?
Yeah, exactly. It corrodes the entire relationship.
Without a doubt. Another one that I found that is very painful and challenging, and I don't know why, but throughout my life, I've been in those situations where I notice people who are not included, and I try to bring them in. I'm always watching, I guess, the outside perimeter to see who's missing. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's so good, because not everybody in the family is like that. There are some people who like to have little cliques in families, and they end up excluding people, whether they think some of them do it not because they're harmful, because they think, oh, well, they don't want to come, you know, on our trip. They don't want to come out to eat with us. They have their own life, their own plans. Well, leave family members feeling unwanted and unloved. When they aren't asked to do things with fellow family members, it truly makes them feel like they don't belong to their family and they're not wanted. So we need to be cognizant of that and make an effort to include all family members, to include everyone, not exclude.
We're all out of time, and I will tell you, number six is a failure to accept differences. I'm for celebrating our differences. I love our uniquenesses. I mean, just what we want to do is just live around a lot of people just like ourselves, right? That's like vanilla every day. We want to experience variety, without a doubt. Dr. Magdalena Battles gives us six hidden behaviors that destroy family strategies for healthier and more loving relationships. And this book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Battles, you've been a joy. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thank you.
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many lawmakers expressing concern about reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. House Majority Leader, Democrat Steny Hoyer.
It is therefore very, very troubling when you have information that indicates that there are payments being made to specifically target U.S. personnel.
Hoyer commenting after being briefed about it at the White House. He disputed President Trump's claims that the reports of the bounties are a hoax. Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98. He passed away last night at his Beverly Hills home. His son Rob Reiner, acting in various TV series and becoming a director himself. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have a country to save.
Bill Martinez. Hey, you ready for a comeback? I'll tell you, I know a lot of people, between these two pandemics that have invaded our country, I say two, we've got the COVID-19 pandemic that has us not knowing if we're coming or going, and I understand that. Should we have a mask, not wear a mask? And the other pandemic is this this race and cultural battle that we find ourselves in the midst of, and it's been one that we've never really handled. You know, I've maintained that, I look at us and think that we're like the children of Israel out in the desert in Kadesh Barnea, and God just had them going round in circles because they didn't learn their lesson. And maybe that's where we are. We're in the desert place here right now going round in circles, and God says, look, it's enough. You've been dealing on this enough, and I say, Lord, come. Come and help us deal with this issue. Here with us right now is Bishop Kenneth Ulmer. The bishop is going to get real about the injustice and racism he and so many black people, including George Floyd, have continued to experience for decades. He's the former president of the King's University in Los Angeles and addresses racism and provides biblical perspective to the monument debate and all things cultural. Bishop, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. I'm
honor to be with you. Thank
well,
you so
the honor is ours. I mean, we need to hear, and as I said earlier, this is a God-sized problem. I mean, we've been trying to deal with this for a long time. And what I sense in my heart, Bishop, is that the people of America really want to solve this problem. And how do we get on the other side of this? And I'm not sure that, I am sure that looting and burning down communities is not the way to get to it. But we do have to get through this process. And maybe this is just some of the needed process we need to go through to get to the other side. What do you say?
You know, I am so optimistic. I am cautiously excited. I believe the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, said, I'm doing a new thing.
Yeah.
And that the word new means creatively new. It means you've never seen it before. I mean, I'm probably older than you are. I went through the March on Washington and the Watts riots and the Rodney King and all that and 9/11. Yeah. But
I was born and raised in Southern California, so I was there. So I'm right with you. We're probably more contemporaries than you realize.
But you know, I've never seen it like this before, Bill.
Right.
Never seen it like this. I think that it's like you said, you know, it's like you didn't get it, and maybe we're getting it now. And I am so optimistic about it. I think that one danger that we, and you touched on it, one danger that we face is to rush to the solution before we wrestle with the challenges and the problems and the disagreements and the confusion that has led to those problems. It's like putting a band-aid on a wound that has not been dressed yet. And so I think that it's going to be a time. It's going to be a process. It's going to take some time. I think that there's a generation here who is getting it. Like you, I think that there are obviously extremes on both ends. But I think that God is doing something that is going to be absolutely historical and that is going to benefit the kingdom as the power of God comes through.
And I think what we're going to realize is there's a lot more pain on both sides that will be realized. But that's not going to happen until we get to that point where it's not about our agenda. It's about the other's agenda. It's about truly being empathetic. I mean, this has kind of been the word of the month that God has brought to my attention.
Yeah.
And that is that we have to be in the other person's shoes, you know. And, you know, some of the politicians talk about how Democrats will approach things and how Republicans do. And, you know, you have the side of humanity that, you know, when things like this happen, they immediately want to bring out the facts. You know, I had one professor from Princeton said, well, that's not right. I disagree because I think that everybody needs to be heard on this. You know, the facts need to be out there. Statistics need to be addressed. But there is a time and place like the book of Ecclesiastes tells us, right?
I think absolutely right. And I think this is the time. I had a meeting with nine of my white evangelical friends, and I highlight the word friends because it's in the context. I think, first of all, the solution and the moving forward of this thing is going to begin from a bottom up and a top down. Bottom up, from that I mean relationships, honest conversations, hard conversations. And I met with these guys, and I said, look, I know you guys love me. We've been friends, some of those guys, 20, 30 years. I said, but when stuff like this happens, I feel like you guys have left me out there by myself.
Wow.
I look around, and I don't feel you there. We pray together. You preach at my church. I preach at your church. We do conferences. But when stuff like this comes up, I feel like you guys are leaving me out there. I don't feel like you got my back. I don't feel like you're with me. And yet I know you love me.
Yeah.
And so that sparked the conversation on a very challenging and sometimes very painful level. But I think you're right, Bill. It's going to be demand. It's going to require that we go to that level.
Yeah, and I agree. Bottom up, top down. I mean, one on one. This is one on one ministry. I mean, we know that for God, relationships, the horizontal relationship is so important. And and here we are. I mean, you think, you know, historically we've come such a long way. But and I agree with you. I am so hopeful because I think that we're so close to getting on the other side of this. I mean, when you consider, you know, interracial marriages, the fact that we had our first black president. I mean, and I got to tell you this, you know, being Hispanic, and I have always, it has always been a problem, you know, when people want to hyphenate me. I hate hyphenations. I want to throw them to the pit of hell. With everything else, I really do. If I can say that, my dad would probably hit me in the head, you know, because he never liked the word hate. But I passionately dislike the hyphenation because it divides us. And what I sense, and I feel that God is unifying us in such a way, particularly here in America, just in America right now, and this is a world issue too, but in America alone, because I believe that we have been an example to so many other nations, that we could be a unifying example in getting on the other side of this. This is what I'm seeing, and that we see ourselves as Americans. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, it's not about the color of your skin, it's about the content of your character.
And I think there's a it gets fuzzy there. I've got an article coming out, and it's part of my book that I wrote, Walls Can Fall. I think it's coming out in Charisma. But I argue the point about the, and I've had many of my friends who love me, my friends who say things like, well, you know, I don't see color. I don't know that that's where I want to go. I mean, God made us a rainbow. God made us different colors.
Right.
And so I think that sometimes, and innocently, sometimes we'll say, well, I don't see color. Well, but how can you look at me and not see my black face?
Right.
But not only that, can you look at me and recognize that God made me that way, and the image of God is in me, and the love of God and the spirit of the living God is in me. Let's acknowledge that and yet recognize that on another level, we are all of one blood. We are all of one.
Amen. I agree, and that's the opportunity. That's where we are right now, and we have got to be able to get through this process. You know, your new book, it reminds me during the era of Promise Keepers, and you remember when Promise Keepers came through Southern California, what Coach McCartney did, and one of my favorite songs was Let the Walls Fall Down.
That was a green one year. Yeah.
Exactly. And it was, and what did it address? It addressed the very thing that we're dealing with today. I mean, that was Coach McCartney's idea, because that's what he did with his team in Boulder, Colorado. He would put them up, you know, because God had shown him early on during his coaching experience that this racial conflict, you can't have a team with racial conflict. And he said, hey, it's all about shoulder to shoulder and back to back. And he put his players shoulder to shoulder and back to back and taught them about unity. And look at the winning seasons they experienced as a result of that.
And I was on the Promise Keepers, you know, circuit then, and some of these guys who were in that room, we've been friends ever since then. And and so I think you're right. It begins with, and yet the good news is, back then we were wrestling with this problem, and the bad news is, here we are again wrestling with that problem. But you hit it right. I like that picture, man, of Israel going around and around, and like God said, did you get it? But I think it's happening now, man. I think that there's a move of the Spirit of God that many don't even realize. They don't even realize. And yet I believe God is at work for the cause of the kingdom.
Amen. Bishop Ulmer, I'm with you. I'm with you, shoulder to shoulder and back to back on this. Our conversation with Bishop Ulmer will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio
to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with the former president of the King's University in Los Angeles continues. Bishop Kenneth Ulmer is with us. Bishop, now you're still pastoring a church in Los Angeles, right?
It will be 39 years next in February, yeah.
Congratulations. And you got two daughters, you got a son, five grandkids God has blessed you with, some arrows to throw out into the universe, huh? How much fun is that?
I love it, man. It's like being born again. Great.
Amen. Amen. It is so cool. You mentioned your new book, which I thought was still yet to come out, but you said it's out. Walls Can Fall. Tell us about this, because there's some history here, huh?
There's a story behind that book, that story. No one would publish that book. I think I've written maybe, I don't know, 11, 12 books. I forgot. But no one would publish that book. Even two publishers who I've done previous books with before. Mm-hmm. Would not publish that book, and three publishers said this. It's like they had spoken. They all said the same thing. A paraphrase. They said, "We cannot sell a book on race." One guy said, "Nobody will read a book on race." I said, "I don't understand." He said, "Let me tell you." He said, "My liberal friends will remain liberal. My racist friends will remain racist, and nobody wants to hear the other side." He says, "Nobody will buy a book on race." And this was in December. Here we are 6 months later, and it's the hot topic.
So exactly.
That book, Walls Can Fall, unknown to me, was probably a little bit more prophetic than I thought. Yeah.
Well, and that's the way God uses us, and He's been using you throughout your ministry like this. And as I mentioned, when you spoke the title, it reminded me of that song, and that was made popular through the circuit, through the Promise Keeper circuit. In fact, I still have the CD, and I love that song. You know, let the walls fall down. And it was about, you know, these the the paradigm and these walls that have been so established that were keeping us apart. That was Coach McCartney's heart. And, I think Terry Clark, if I remember correctly, he was the musical leader in Southern California and since became a good friend. And I think he may have written the lyrics on it, but wow, what a powerful lyric.
Coach was so prophetic in that. And again, I think the irony of it is that we're still declaring that. I mean, many of us are saying these walls can fall. They are walls. They are real. It's not. They didn't go away 200 years ago. Let's quit acting like they're not there. They're there, but they can come down, man. They can fall by the power of God, by the power of the Spirit of God. They can fall.
Bishop Howe, in the meantime, what do we do to facilitate these walls falling down? How do we co-labor with this movement of God? Because clearly, I mean, I know some people are going, movement of God, what are you talking about, Bill? You know, we got people looting and stealing and killing out there. What are you talking about, a movement of God? They don't understand God if they cannot see that, yeah, God's hand is on this, can they?
You know, I think it's a couple of things. I've had many of my sincere, loving friends who have asked the question, what can I do, what can I do? And I think I have a couple of responses. First of all, I think, and it almost sounds like a curt answer, but it's very, very sincere. And people ask, well, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do personally? And I ask this question that sounds like a dodge, but it's very serious. What can I do? What would you do if you were afraid that your son could be killed if he goes outside? What would you do if you saw your son shot, randomly? What would you do? What kinds of things would you do if you felt that there was a system, a mindset, an ungodly, I call it a demonic mindset, that places bias and prejudice? What would you do? So I think it starts on that level. Tough questions, tough process, tough answers. So I think it starts on that level. Number two, I believe that God has instituted institutions that have the answer to this thing. I really do. I think it begins with the family. I believe that I've asked my white friends over and over again doing this. What are you guys telling your kids when they're watching this on the news? What are you telling your sons? What are you telling your daughters? What kinds of conversations are you having? What kinds of confessions? What kind of repentance? What kind of attitudes have you seen God move you to? Put those on the table. Have that conversation around the table. How are you responding to Uncle Joe who comes and tells racist jokes and off-color jokes?
Exactly.
On a very personal level, in the context of the family, that's where God started. I think that's where the answer is going to be. Secondly, I think that's bottom up. I think there's a top down. I believe that, as I said to my friends, I said, look, man, if you guys care, if you guys listen, I'm going to make a bold statement. I believe that racism could end in this country if white, this is a big statement, if white Christians would stand against it. With the history of racism in the church, with the history of bias and prejudice, if just the church of God would come together in oneness, if the church of God would come together across racial lines, the kingdom of God could change this thing, man. Just the church. Yeah. And so I'm saying, but that means that you guys are going to have to stretch some things and move some things in your mind and recognize that there's a systemic, there's an institutional level, and sometimes that's going to mean voting some things in and voting some things out that may not be comfortable for you. But if you're going to say you're standing in solidarity, you at least need to be sensitive that there are some systemic, there's spiritual wickedness in high places, in places of authority.
Yes.
That by the power of the Holy Spirit can be brought down. But you know, I love what God says. If my people who are called, God says, you know, if I can just get my crowd together, if I can get my children, my sons and daughters, oh, I know they look different. Some are from this country, that company, this ethnicity. But if I can get my people together, wow, we can change this thing, man. Bottom up and top down.
Exactly. And no doubt, I mean, there was a reason Jesus established the church, right? I mean, he knew this was going to happen. This is no big surprise. But the church is the formidable fighting force against the culture. The church is that bastion of light and also that the clarification and the the purifying process that we need right now. We have been so inculcated and so influenced by the culture and the media and everything else that this is a hard issue, as you said. Wow. We're going to have to reconcile ourselves first with God, because you can't do the horizontal without the vertical, right?
You know, we a few weeks ago we were celebrating the Day of Pentecost. Praise the Lord. Pentecost.
I love Pentecost. There's something about the Holy Spirit from day one. I got to tell you, Bishop, that there is just something significant for me and the relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's always been that way. I ever since I was a little kid, I can remember this.
Let me tell you what no one told me. I have 4 earned degrees. I've been through school all my life. No one told me, Bill. No one told me that on the Day of Pentecost, and it's right there in the Bible, no one told me there were Africans there.
Yes.
No one told me that. I was 30 years old before I ever heard that there were any black people in the Bible. I did classes on the book of Acts, verse by verse, line upon line, all that kind of stuff. How could I get to the book of Acts chapter 13 and nobody point out what's right there in the Bible that there was a black man in leadership, not just in the church, in leadership?
Right.
They never told me. That was systemic. That was a mindset. That was an institutional mindset that just overlooked it.
Mm-hmm.
White theologians, white commentaries, over and over again, never even made that connection, man. And what happened in the Day of Pentecost did not happen because of what happened in the upper room. It happened when it got out into the streets, when it got out into the neighborhoods. And the Bible said eventually they turned the world upside down. And so, again, I'll say, if God's people, if his people called by his name would come together, we could change this thing.
Amen. And, that is our prayer, because the thing is that God, God starts with a vision, right, Bishop? You know, he says, without a vision, people perish. And then that vision is revelation. That is something from the throne room of God. If we're not in the throne room of God, we're not going to catch that vision. And it's not going to have the power and force and the change agency that is so required and needed right now. That's what the hearts of mankind are calling out for right now.
And that's the key with the word change. The Bible says without a vision, from the Latin word videre, first person means video, which is translated in the English video.
Mm-hmm.
So vision is not a snapshot. It's not freezing time on what God did back then. It's an ongoing revelation like a video. Man, the cameras are still rolling, and God is still on the throne, and God can change this thing.
And the other thing that I appreciate about God, he's very specific. It's not a general thing, just like you say, it's a video. And I think about when Moses went to the mountain to meet with God, and God gave him the details for the temple and everything. I'm thinking, what a mind to remember all that, to know, and the exact measurement. You think about that. And God gave him the exact measurement, just like when he ordered our days, when he ordered, creation. It wasn't like, I think, what do you think? Do you think the sky should be blue? I mean, it was absolutely specific. And when he created us, I mean, it wasn't some grand experiment or theory that he came up with, right?
Here's my fear. Here's my fear. And in spite of my optimism, here's my fear. And it's very serious. And it goes back to what you said about Moses. Moses stood on the mountain and he looked over into the promised land. The Moses generation will always see further than it will go. And then Joshua comes along, and the Joshua generation will always go further than it can see. In other words, God can do things they can't even imagine. My problem is, and my fear is, that in this transition from my Moses generation, who sees farther than we will go, that when the ball is passed to this Joshua generation, who can go farther than they can see, my fear is Joshua generation will drop the ball. Because Moses had a Joshua. Joshua didn't have a Joshua. And by the time you get the Judges, they were going back to doing all that was right in their own eyes. Pray God, things are going to be different this time.
Amen. Amen, Bishop. And I also remember when God took Moses to see the Promised Land, says, you will not see it. But yet, how many years later was he there with Jesus and the Transfiguration, and he made it to the Promised Land?
He made it.
Huh? Is God good or what?
We can make this thing, man. God can do this thing.
I'm with you. Bishop Kenneth Ulmer has been with us. Bishop, you're a blessing. Thank you so much for the time. And all the best for you. I need to get a copy of your book, too, Walls Can Fall. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it.
I
Take care.
Make sure you get it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that...